Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Oh my gosh, my flight home from New York. Someone on the landing
home,
people were either banging so loud and she was like making noises.
Ew.
like those noises, or she was like puking her guts out. It was one or the other.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with Danielle.
What's up, guys?
Okay, Danny. Who calls you Danny? Who calls you Danielle? Like, what's the tea?
A lot of my YouTube friends call me Danny.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, I was just making sure, like, I had permission.
No, call me Danny.
Do you know what I mean? Some people are like, only my close friends call me my nickname. And
no.
I'm like, oh, okay, I just want to double check.
Like Danny.
Good enough. Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which, like, nothing's free anymore, so I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's like all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast, and like you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is like crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free, so you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. So yeah, I'm with Danielle.
I'm so excited to be here.
Thank you for coming. I'm so excited you're here.
We've just had an amazing weekend in LA.
I know.
Like, so many like fun little things and laughter.
I know. I feel, you know what I noticed?
What?
I mean, of course, I've got, like, the classic, like, we're at dinner, like, let me get a video of, like, yeah, who I'm friends with, like, let me show that I have friends, Instagram, but, like, we haven't gotten any pictures together, like, legit, which, like, I'm obviously, like, I love pictures, but I think it's kind of cool that we, like, have just all been hanging out.
That means, like we're friends.
We've been, like, belly laughing, like, having so much fun.
Well, and I'm also just not a flash photo girl, like, at night all the time.
Same. If it's at night, I'm, like, it's not gonna go in the feed, like, may as well not take it, but I kind of wish we... Tomorrow, I already noted in my head. I was like, tomorrow we need like another girl gang one because
sunlight and like
what am I gonna post for like International Women's Day? Like, I need content for that.
Those photos we took last year were dope. Yeah. Those girl bosses.
Yeah, I know. We should. I'll bring my camera tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
I was already planning. I was like, okay, good. West Hollywood. Like, I had gotta.
It's funny
like,
you say that though.
My outfit.
I had that thought too.
I know. I was like, I can't even post like a photo like of who was it. Okay. Anyway, so Danielle, the reason why we're like talking about photos so much is because Danielle is a YouTuber, content creator, influencer. I would like to say just influencer.
Yeah,
right?
That's fair.
We've kinda made it to that
board.
Level.
Yeah.
She has an awesome YouTube channel. She's
Thank
all
you.
About kind of like college girl, but also is a gal on the go.
I love to travel, I guess.
She's always traveling, like going to New York, LA, like big cities. She knows like big people and I don't know. I feel like she's always doing something cool and funky.
That's sweet.
She's also a definite boss babe. Like, I feel like she's on her grind.
Thank you.
But yeah, she's from Tampa, Florida, goes to University of Georgia.
And go dogs.
Give us your life story.
So my life story, wow. Okay. Yeah, basically I grew up in Tampa my whole life. I was like, Florida's kind of boring, but now, like, living in Georgia, I'm like, wait, like, Florida's awesome. But yeah, I just have one younger brother named Freddie. He's 18. Parents.
Shout out, Freddie.
Shout
Need
out,
to meet
Freddie.
You.
What's up? I know. You
I feel
like him. You guys would vibe.
Yeah, we would.
Yeah. He's a Capricorn, but I feel like he doesn't really take on a Capricorn. But anyways, that's
gotcha.
Not a story.
Yeah.
I'm really into astrology. Both Taylor and I feel like, are really into astrology.
And Brooke.
And Brooke, of course. Sorry, yes. Brooke is
also throwing out the peace sign.
So yeah, I grew up. Yep, did the thing. Started YouTube I did a channel, like, in 2008, like, music videos, like, lame stuff. Then I started in 2010 doing, I was called The Makeup by Danielle, and I was inspired by Juicy Star 07. You were talking about that with Brooke. And I found her through a room tour, and that's how I got into the beauty community. And I did stupid makeup tutorials, oh my god. And then I started just kind of, like, the natural progression of YouTube. And
gotcha.
Kinda, like,
you stuck with it.
Yeah, I did that. High school, I did... theater my whole life. I was also a football manager. Taylor and I really bond over loving football.
Yeah.
It's been a thing. Like, when we went to New York together, she watched the Alabama-Georgia game.
She was like, guys, like, we're with a bunch of influencers,
we're
so they want to take... Yeah, we're
in
New York. It doesn't even matter that we're with influencers, but, like, technically, like, we're always on the go. We want to, like, take photos. We want to go do all the stuff.
Yeah.
And Danielle was like, I just, like, really need to watch this game. And I was like, no, like, I'm so down.
I was serious about to just, like, Uber
She
back
was so
watch.
Nervous to, like, go watch by herself and, like, leave us, which, like, I understand that feeling because I
didn't really care, but
and I was like, no, girl, like, I want to watch it too, so it's perfect.
And you really watched it with me, and it was really, true friend. That was really, really nice.
No, it was fun. I liked watching it,
yeah. So, love football, really. I played it now. Then I did football managing. I was like really like into like high school and like really just whatever. Went to University of Georgia,
Delta. I was in the high school too,
yeah. All like the president,
big high
clubs.
School, yeah,
totally. And then I got to college and I was exhausted from doing all that, so I'm just kind of, you know, just chilling out.
And it's just different,
it's different
being in a club and college is so much different, especially like a big university.
It's not, yeah, it's almost not as legitimate because there's so many, yeah. It's like 800 clubs, which yeah. At first I was excited about, but now I'm like, oh, it just gets so, not diffused, what's the other word? Saturated.
Yeah.
Saturated.
So you went to University of Georgia, continued the YouTube channel. Why Georgia?
So actually Brooke Michio, who's my partner, in not my romantic partner, my partner for our podcast, Gals on the Go. We've been really good friends for like years now. It's getting weird how long we know each other. Like we're like family friends at this point. She announced she was going to University of Georgia. I was like, that is so random. What the heck? And then I visited her. And
why Brooke? Love. I mean, Brooke's here. So chime in. Brooke, why the heck did you go to Georgia?
Okay. So my mom at the time worked in Florida. I don't know if
yeah.
you're putting this in.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What?
I don't know if you're putting this in. That's why
it's. No, I'm putting it in.
Okay. My mom at the time worked in Florida. So I visited, actually in Tampa. So originally applied to Florida schools, University of Florida, Florida State. University of Miami was always my like number one goal.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I remember that.
I just thought it was perfect. I thought it encompassed everything that I wanted in a college. Like I was.
That's so funny.
Just because
I could not see you going there.
Oh, me neither. So then on the college tours, progressively like meeting other people, they were all like, oh yeah, we're also touring South Carolina, Clemson, Georgia, like all other.
You've said this on a podcast,
too.
Haven't
yeah.
you?
Okay. And I was like, oh okay, I mean, I should probably check out some. So then I expanded my search besides Florida. There's really no reason to go.
Yeah.
It was just the South in general at that point, yeah. Then the weather, the people, etc. Even though Florida's not really the South, but
yeah.
But you know, same geographic region, yeah. I guess. So then I expanded my way upwards and did everywhere else, and then Georgia was just Athens was like the town for me.
Gotcha.
Business school. It just
that's
like
so funny.
Yeah.
So go did dogs. That kind of inspire? And Brooke, how old are you?
I'm 21, so I'm cool. A senior in college.
We're the same age.
Yep.
And how old are you,
Dana? I'm 20, and I'm a sophomore, which sounds weird, but I'm a. You're about to turn. She's about to turn 22
in April. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm 21 in September.
Ew. Stop. I don't want to be 22. Okay.
I'm in your grade, but I'm young for my grade. So
when's your birthday again?
June 25th.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't turn 22 until June 25th.
Oh.
So like almost Kenzie and I are almost the same age.
Yeah.
Because she's August. She'll turn 22 in the beginning of August.
Yeah. That's crazy how it all works out. Like my big is a month older than me.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, she's a month older than me.
That's so crazy.
I know. It's really weird. She, like, just missed the cut.
Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow. Huh.
Tea.
Look at this stuff.
Tea. Brooke loves tea. XD.
Yeah.
Don't text.
Oh, gosh. But, yeah, Brooke was going to the University of Georgia. I visited her. Loved it. I liked how there was – I knew I wanted a big football school, and I wanted a cute town because I wanted to be able to, like, get away and not just only – I mean, you still are see everyone from college.
You knew you wanted to go out of state?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't apply to a school in Florida.
Really?
I was like, peace.
That's kind of how I was. I was
me
like,
too.
Gotta
and
get out.
I just wanted seasons. I've never experienced fall until last year.
Oh, like, my God. That's so weird.
I know. Isn't that weird? And you're like, what?
See, in Indiana, we get all four extreme seasons. So,
yeah,
like,
do.
It's really hot in the summer. It's really cold in the winter. And then, like, fall and spring
it
are
is
beautiful.
So hot in there in the summer. Because I go to Indiana every year. Indiana / Illinois because my family reunion.
Yeah. So you went to Georgia. And what's your major? What's all that?
My major's intended advertising. Could switch. Could change. Not really sure yet. I'm still kind of figuring it all out. I'm really enjoying my fashion merchandising class. I can't lie.
Oh, well, rightfully so. You're
I know,
a stylish
I guess,
little bean.
Thank you. It's just really interesting. Like, we're just talking about how, like, fashion is, like, really big. And,
yeah,
like,
it's a billion-dollar industry,
I,
yeah.
I mean, and, like, I guess I knew that.
Everyone
like,
has to wear clothes.
Everyone has to wear clothes.
Yeah.
And it's, like, crazy how many, like, careers you can just get out of that. And, like, obviously I don't know what I'm doing after college because who knows where my YouTube will be at one point and, like, what I want to do and, like, whatever. But, yeah, that's my advertising my major right now.
Cool. And how do you like University of Georgia? And, like, while balancing this crazy, like, it's not even a side hustle. It's, like, full-time job.
It's
full-time, like, career.
Yeah, no, that's a good question. My first year, we were talking about this earlier at Chipotle, my freshman year was just rough. Like, certain parts, like, I loved it, but I didn't, like, I went in kind of thinking I was gonna, like, thrive freshman year, and, like, I just didn't.
Uh-huh.
And I also had a long-distance boyfriend, which I'm sure we'll talk about later, because we both had that experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I wasn't kind of putting myself fully into it, but I really did like it. And then this year, though, I love it. It is so fun.
Yeah.
It is, like, I love football so much, and just kind of, like, the rah-rah of that. And then I've made such good friends. I've met some of my best friends, and Brooke's there, and we started Gals on the Go this year, so I think that's been really good.
Well, and it, if you think about it logistically, it makes sense, because your first year, you're awkward, and, like, everyone else is awkward, and, like, you're out of the out of your comfort zone. Yeah. So, like, yeah, that's just, like, a one hot mess.
Yeah.
Second year, it's, like, everyone thinks they're cool, and, like, it's still... But everyone is, like, cool in the sense that they know what's going on, they know what to expect, and you know who your friends are. Like, you've weeded out, like, the people you just hung out with because you're bored.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm still weeding out, I feel like. That sounds weird, but, like, I think... I say it gets better every year.
It gets better every year, trust me. Are you in a sorority?
I am. K-A-P-P-A, K-A-P-P-A, D-E-L-T-A, Kappa Delta. Sorry.
Kappa Delta, and so is Brooke. KD, baby. Throw it up. Hold on, hold on.
Kappa DZ. Yep.
Is it the other way?
You have to, like, close the thumbs. Like, kind of bring...
Keep your D nice and tight.
Keep your D tight. Oh, that sounds weird.
I know all my friends. Like, there's DG.
Yeah, DG. Akaio. Zeta's the crown thing.
Akaio. Yeah. How did the Zetas do it?
I have literally couldn't tell you.
Oh.
Oh, it's just that. I thought it was...
It's basically, like, 303.
Yeah, literally. Something like that. I don't really know.
Okay, yeah, so how do you balance it?
Oh,
I feel like you get this question a lot.
Yeah, so that's why I'm always, like, always prepared to answer. I just recently hired an assistant part-time. She's awesome. Her name's Callie. She also, she's not a student at the University of Georgia. She, like, goes to a local school. So she has, like,
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. She doesn't, like, advertise it, but, like, she's super chill and, like, has, like, a lot of time. So it's really nice. And she just comes over. She'll literally either just help me focus my camera, or she'll, like, link items for me for a video. And I've recently, actually, she's been helping me edit, because she wants to do all this stuff. So I'm really bad about asking people for help, and she's kind of teaching me how to do that. She's like, no, literally, I'll do that for you. Like, I will. Like, you're paying me. So that's been really nice, because, you know, like, I can do homework and know
100%.
That things are being done for my YouTube while I'm doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Gotcha.
That's, like, my biggest thing.
What do you think's the biggest benefit you get from being a YouTuber?
I've actually never gotten that question. Have you, Brooke?
No.
I'd say, I mean, first thing comes to my mind, free stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a tangible benefit.
No. I want to hear, like, what you think.
But I really enjoy getting to work with companies that I've loved my whole life. Like, recently I've been doing brand deals with Hollister, and, like, what the heck? Like, middle school Danielle is, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
Or, like, getting to meet people that I've loved, you know, just, like, kind of, like, when it goes full circle and you're like, whoa, like, this is something I dreamed of when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
And just getting to, like, meet people around the world, like, meeting people like you.
Yeah.
Just getting to travel and, like, know people everywhere.
I know. I was talking to one of my friends. Actually, he was a podcast guest. His name's Brent. And he was saying how... He was like, how do you know these girls? And I was like, oh, like, just through, like, YouTube and, like, Instagram and stuff. And, like, through friends of friends. And he was like, what? Like,
I know, it's weird.
He was like, you guys have your own little network. And I was like, we kind of do.
Well, because we met your friend at the restaurant the other night. And she was like, oh, how do you two know each other? And you were like, oh, YouTube, like,
wait, what restaurant? Paige.
Yeah.
That was so crazy.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Small world.
I have, like, two really good friends that went to Auburn.
Okay, yeah.
I don't have any friends, really, that I know that go to Georgia, though.
No,
it's kind of weird.
Yeah. I don't know anyone from Indiana.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway. So, yeah, we kind of met through, I would say, primarily Kenzie. Yeah, for sure. That's how I met. And you guys met through YouTube.
Yeah, I was trying to think, like, on top of my head, the first time we met, but I couldn't tell you. Like, the first time. Like, I can remember the last, like, maybe some of the first few times we hung out.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I don't know. But...
I don't know either.
We've just hung out so many times.
I know. And it's hard, like, when with social media, it's like, I'm getting, like, stuff confused with, like, what was in real life.
Like,
and
I
what
remember
was on social
seeing
media.
You on Kenzie's vlogs because you guys, like, bonded over the passion planner.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, this Taylor girl seems cool. And then, I remember when I first met you when Kenzie had us all over. Keaton was there. I think that's when I first met you.
Wait, no. I met you at Sugarfish.
Oh, okay. Well, it was that same weekend?
Yes, that weekend.
I think, yeah.
And we went to, I think, Hillsong after that. After Sugarfish. That's where I saw Justin Bieber.
Yes. Oh my god, best day of my life.
Yeah, that was so awesome.
Cool. I met you because we got out of the car and you were like, and Kenzie and me and Molly posed for a photo and you were like, okay guys, ready? And you, like, were doing all the angles and I was like, this girl gets it. Okay. Now we've retreated.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you see? Because a lot of people, I've interviewed a ton of YouTubers and influencers, so hopefully my listeners understand the vibe of it now.
Yeah.
What's something that you're like aspiring to do or groove you've always wanted to do, like with your following or with your YouTube, that you haven't really accomplished yet?
I feel like all these sound so basic because like so many YouTubers have like done them now. I have two things that I really, really want to do. Mm-hmm. One is I really would, not that I'm qualified for this at all, but it's something I'd love to like have the opportunity to do, is speak at high schools to young girls.
Oh, that's cool.
Just about like confidence, following your dreams, and like not that I have like a whole bit about it, but
why high schools?
I don't know. I just, when I meet a lot of my subscribers now, I find are my age. Mm-hmm. But I've just gotten so many messages from girls that just, like, need some positivity in their life or, like, feel like they're not good enough. And it's just, like, crazy to me. Or I just, like, remember when I was in high school, I would get so annoyed that people wouldn't want to express themselves. Or, like, even just at the football games, people thought they were too cool to cheer on the football team. And that was just also my school. But I just kind of want to just walk around the room and just tickle everybody and tell everyone to just kind of chill
out. Maybe
not
just young
girls. But I just, like, get so annoyed when people don't want to, like, live their life and they just want to go back because they're being too cool. Or, like, how people don't, like, oh, I'm not going to homecoming. Like, I'm too cool. Like, that bothers me. So, I don't know. I don't really know what that entails, but I just have a passion for, like, getting people up and, like, wanting to, like, love their life. So, I don't know.
So, that's something you would want to do?
Yeah. I don't really know how that would happen, but.
What about more on, like, the business side of things? Like, of course, that's amazing that you want to, like, help young women. I think that's dope. But, like, on business side of things, like, what's, like, I know a lot of people do clothing lines or have a book or, like, something like that. What is there something?
That was my other thing. So, clothing. It was that and then a clothing line. But not, like, honestly, like, what Lauren Elizabeth's doing right now.
Yeah.
Like, that has always been, like, something that's very affordable but, like, trendy. Like,
Princess I could Polly's so see you doing that.
I would love to do
like,
that.
Like, legit.
Oh, thank you. And, like, but I hate to, like, say this because everyone's like, oh, well, all YouTubers are doing lines right now.
No, but
I really want, like, I really like style. I love trends, like, and I want it to be affordable. And Brooke and I are actually talking about this today. Like, people will comment, like, on my videos, like, oh, all you do is buy fast fashion. I'm like, I can't purchase Balenciaga clothing. Like, you know, like, it's just what's affordable and, like, cute, trendy college clothing stuff. Like, I love to design it and, like, have a storefront one day. Like, that would be the ultimate.
Got you. That's awesome. I could actually legitimately see you doing that.
Oh,
so.
Thank you. That's a compliment.
Yeah, of course. So, are you a voter?
I am a voter, but I have to admit, sometimes I don't vote because I'm like, oh my God, Taylor will judge me. I know you won't.
But really?
Like, I don't know if you noticed, like, sometimes I'll, like, be voting, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and there's, like, one, I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. Like, I'm too scared to vote and then see that I'm the minority. So I'll, like, skip one and then go to the next.
Oh my God, just vote. It's fine. I'm not gonna judge you.
Or, like, I don't know, so I'm like, oh my God.
That's so funny.
But I do vote. But I didn't vote on the polls I made because I'm just curious.
Because we're gonna talk about them.
Yeah, not that, yeah, so.
Okay, so Danielle's are kind of, rightfully so, they're, like, travel-related.
Yeah, I just really want to, I guess because I was traveling, so I was like.
She's the gal on the go, and that's their podcast name. I mean, it so has a ring to it. Did you guys have any other podcast names?
We did. I should find the list.
What are they? Are you allowed to tell?
Oh, we could so say them, but I just don't remember them.
Well, okay, so I thought of Gals in the Gore originally. Taking credit, Ella.
credit with credits due.
No, I thought of it originally, and we were like, no, we can do better. And then we just kept thinking of such stupid stuff. You want me to wait?
That's okay, you can go.
Oh. We just kept thinking of, honestly, they like the ideas we were rambling off, we're like, no, this is terrible, this is terrible. So then we just ultimately went back to Gals on the Go, I feel like. What were some of the other ones?
I can't remember. I remember when we first thought of Gals on the Go and, like, Brooke said it and I was like, yeah. Then, like, I think you went back and told your parents and they were like, eh, I'm not sure.
They hated it.
But I was still loving it. I remember I was like, I still kind of like it. So we tried to, like, go back to the drawing board, but then it was like, we just wanted to start.
My parents wanted us to go, because they were trying to help with the names, they wanted us to play on the idea of, like, North and South or, like, something about, like, meeting in the middle. And like
sophomore and senior, but then that wouldn't have worked forever.
Yeah, no longevity. And honestly, it just has a lot that can be done with it. Like, GOTG. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a movement. It's a true movement.
It is a movement, for sure.
It is a movement, yeah. So, that's that.
That's so funny. It is definitely, like, that girly name, you know what I mean? But it has such a ring to it.
It's, how many times have we said it today?
So many times.
So many times. Like, we're like,
probably an annoying amount.
Oh, 100%. I'm like, oh my God, like, we need to go.
No, but I love it. It has such a go, or a ring. I had actually a hard time coming up with my name because I didn't want it to be affiliated with my name. But I already was calling the polls TK's Juicy Polls.
No, but that's on brand.
So I had to be on brand. But, like, you don't understand. Like, I went through so many things. Like, I was going to do, like, this or that or, like, yes or no or, like, something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in regards to, like, picking a poll. But whatever. We're here.
Juicy pod.
Juicy pod. It. So first question is Lyft or Uber?
Okay, I would say Uber just because that's what I'm most comfortable with. But now Brooke's telling me there's all these Delta benefits. So, and I love Delta. So, what about you?
I'm an Uber girl.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't know why. It's just like, that's what I started with. So, that's what I'm ending with. Yeah. You know? Yeah. If it works, don't change it.
What do people say?
79% said Uber.
Okay, yeah. I like figured.
21% said Lyft. Which makes sense to me.
Yeah, we've had some good Lyft
let's see how many people. Yeah, like almost 3,000 people voted Uber.
Wow, that's like crazy. But I've heard sometimes Lyft is cheaper, and I've heard that it's faster. I don't know.
Lyft users are very passionate about the Lyft benefits.
But it's definitely cheaper.
I know, but for some reason, Uber feels more reliable to me. Like, when Lyft first came out, it was like, oh, like, Lyft, like, that's sketch.
Yeah. Like, the knockoff brand.
Yeah, that's what I always think of it. I hate to say that, but maybe I'll change. Maybe updates to come.
Have you... although, if my Uber app isn't working, like, you better bet I'm on Lyft too.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes if I'm in a rush, I'll call both.
Smart.
I seriously see who gets there fast. Yeah, cancel the other, take the $5 fee. It's worth it.
I think, like, in big cities like New York City, I need to start doing Lyft more because there's so many Ubers and, like, everyone knows Uber in New York City. So,
some cities, Lyft is more popular.
And a lot of times they'll do both. The driver does both.
Yeah, they'll have like Lyft and Uber on their sticker, and I'm like,
also,
what?
Also, Lyft drivers actually make more. I think that Uber takes like
Uber. I think they scam some of their drivers.
Interesting.
And their riders probably. But if you want to sponsor this podcast,
no, like either one. That's true.
Have you ever sat next to a cute guy/girl on a plane?
So when I said this, I was like, have I? I definitely like. Have, but like not recently in the sense like Brooke and I were talking like probably when I was like 12 and like wouldn't act upon it. But now I'm like praying a handsome man sits next to me.
Yeah. Do you ever like when you you fly Delta? So I fly Southwest a lot because that's the direct flight to Indianapolis. And I get to pick my seat. So sometimes I like look and I'm like, who's the cute guys? And then like
I didn't even know with Southwest though that like because when I do fly Southwest, I'm like, okay, who looks like a good partner to like.
Yeah.
Partner. There the word is again.
A partner.
Like,
no,
like,
seriously, I'm like, I either go for like the old, like people that aren't gonna talk, or it's like, you have to be a hot guy.
Yeah. I find when I'm like walking through and like sitting, I feel like a lot of the hot guys are like in comfort plus or first class. And I'm like, oh, here I go to like row 36 by the bathroom. Like, I always end up in the back, but it works out for me because I pee all the time. So,
no, yeah.
But yeah.
I feel that. I don't think that I have ever sat next to like somewhere where I would actually remember and like had a moment with. Do you guys remember when that thing went viral though of that girl like posting? Do you not remember this?
No.
There was basically this like these two hot people that met on a plane, and this girl behind them and her husband behind them was like posting updates of them talking.
This was recent.
I was following along like the whole flight.
Yes.
And apparently like the girl found out and like got really mad or something at the.
Oh, I didn't know there was backlash.
Yeah. The girl was like, I didn't like that you were like sharing that or something of that nature.
Like,
yeah.
We were all.
It was really funny.
Them.
Yeah.
There's this one movie. I don't remember what it was. I think it was The Book Club. I don't know why I'd watch this. It was on the plane. But it was like a really cute story where this girl sat down next to a pilot and he was like off. So he like was just riding and like he didn't look like a pilot and they like got to know each other and he like got her or like and whatever. And so she was going somewhere and then she gets back on the plane. She sits down and the cockpit says like, okay, like. Row or seat 32B come to the pilot or whatever, and it was him, and he was like, I figured out you're on this flight, like let's date, and they dated, and it was just so cute, like I want that.
Wow, that would be nice. Yeah. That'd be really nice.
Yeah,
so 38% said they have sat next to a cute girl or slash guy.
It's actually more than I thought.
I mean, I hope someone that sat next to me is like, yeah, I've sat next to a cute girl. 62% said no. Okay, airplane or road trip?
Airplane. I do love a road trip, though.
I love a road trip, but, like, airplane all day long.
Yeah, for sure. Some of my friends... Okay,
let's just be efficient here.
And you have a lot of Midwest listeners, I feel.
Yeah.
I
do.
you've seen the tweet where I feel like I've probably asked you this, like how Midwesterners always just road trip everywhere.
Yeah.
Like all my, a lot of my family lives in the Midwest. They always drive everywhere.
They always drive like, to Florida.
They drive to people Orlando. Are, and I'm like,
they
why?
Drive to Florida. My family is like, we're getting on a plane. Why would we waste time in a car?
My cousins from Michigan. I'm like, you're just fine.
Yeah.
But we could drive 9 hours. Like,
yeah. That is definitely a Midwest thing. My family is on the contrary of that, though. We always fly.
Okay, yeah.
But 63% said airplane, 37% said road trip, which, considering I have a lot of Midwest followers, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, that actually is. I mean, it's more enjoyable.
Are you a part of the Mile High Club?
I am not, but I recently found out one of my friends is, so I was like,
what? Do you have any details?
She said it just didn't work out well.
Well, like, okay, time out. Was, like, it with someone she knew?
She was dating him.
Okay.
She is dating him still. And
wait, so like, did they like agree to go to the bathroom at the same time or something?
I don't know. I think they were a little under the influence, perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't really know. And like, they were just messing around, and I don't really know.
Wow.
But it's just one of my friends that I would just like never expect it from. And I was like, girlfriend.
I feel like the most awkward part would definitely be like trying to sneak in, because I assume this is all going down in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I sure do hope so. Like,
no, I swear on the, oh my gosh, my flight home from New York. Someone on the landing home, people were either banging so loud and she was like making noises.
Ew.
Like those noises. Or she was like puking her guts out. It was one or the other. So, and literally everyone on the plane was like looking at each other, laughing. I really hope she was getting it on.
Honestly, yeah. Like, I love that for her.
But yeah, it didn't work out for your friend.
Yeah. No, she said it did not work out and she probably wouldn't do it again. But that's like cool to say.
That, yeah, 100%. So 146, only 4% said yes, but that's still 146 people that have.
146 people said yes?
Yeah.
Dang.
Which, like, wow, that's a lot. A lot of girls. Oh. Whoa, one of my brother's friends. That's so weird. Whoa, one of my friends. I'm so
shocked.
You have
to ask in the stories later. Like, that's crazy that they even voted. Oh, my God.
Maybe, do you think they know what it means, though?
I hope they do. Because when I was coming up with it, I was like, that's the name, right? And I, like, looked it up, and I was like, no, that's sick.
Yeah, the Mile High Club. I feel like, do you consider, okay, let's say you join the Mile High Club, like, on a private plane. Do you think that's the same thing?
Yes.
You know?
Okay, that sounds cooler. I guess that's the same thing, but that's not as, like, finessing. Mile High Club probably started off from private jets because that's more of, like, where you would, that's, like,
yeah.
That's cool.
I feel like people, like, celebrities do it all the time.
Oh, my God, probably so. Kanye and Kim. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know why that came to my mind. But.
Yeah.
Wow,
same. It came to mind, too. Window seat or aisle seat?
Window to sleep, but aisle to pee. So, I don't know. But I'd say window if I...
I'd say aisle because I just like get anxiety about having to go pee and like having to like climb over sleeping people.
But like when I'm editing a video, I literally hate when people are next to me. So if I'm on the window, I can kind of like lean.
I know.
Like,
I agree. You have a little bit more elbow room.
Yeah.
77% said window.
Okay.
That makes
I was
sense.
Wondering if that'd be like half and half. Interesting.
You get to know someone better when you travel with them, true or false?
100%.
Yeah.
I can say so many examples. Like, I know Brooke is an independent gal. She likes to sit alone on the plane. We learned that really soon into it. I know a lot about Shelby from traveling because she is, like, the most high-maintenance sleeper I know. Love you, Shelby.
Podcast. You've probably already heard that podcast by now.
Yeah.
It'll be Eric.
She literally needs the... Well, you guys will hear
it. It's so funny.
But she needs the, like, Arctic tundra, blackout.
Face mask, earplugs, everything.
Unplugged.
All the above.
She gets up in the middle of the night. Like, you just learn things about people.
What? Oh, I was going to ask you, is there something that you learned about me from traveling?
What? I guess we did recently travel together.
It's okay, you can expose me.
Oh my God, wait, I need to...
I mean, I was sick, though.
I would say, you know what I learned about you when I kind of already knew, but you're so easy to be around. Like, you're like, I'll stay with you. Or, like, I learned you like the subway. You did the subway.
Oh, yeah. I like the subway.
You're very like, okay, that's fine. Like, let's go do that.
Really? I feel like I thought you were going to roast me.
No, there wasn't anything about traveling with you that I was like, oh, my God. You're just so enjoyable to be around, and you always have conversation. Like, we were introducing you to people that we knew, and you're, like, vice versa.
Oh, I love that.
And you're just very like, okay, hey, I'm Taylor. Like, let's talk. Like, I am down for the get down. Like,
good. I like being
traveling, a good trait to have. Nothing bad.
With traveling, I feel like I get annoyed when people aren't easygoing, so I try to be as easygoing as possible.
Yeah. Because, you know what we did? We treated clothes a lot that weekend.
We did.
It was so perfect for the photos. We would switch off jackets.
And we kind of had like shoes. The same like size, yes, basically.
Yes. So that worked out really well. And it was nice. Like, I don't know.
It was fun. We vibed that trip.
Yeah, we vibed that trip.
For sure.
It was just like easy.
I wasn't even supposed to go on that trip, so that was fun. Awesome.
No, yeah, that was a perk.
97% said true, you get to know someone. 3% said false, and they're probably like the people that piss you off when you travel.
Yeah, for sure. Like, there's just no way, like, if you answer no, I just think you might have
that. Thank you, next.
Thank you, next. And it's just like, I don't know, I've learned so much. Like, you can tell it's like a really good friend. There's some friends that I just don't travel well with.
See,
they're good friends.
Yeah, there's like, I have friends that I, like, I'm really close with, but like, honestly, I don't like traveling with them, and I try and avoid it at all costs.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you drive me nuts.
No, and like, especially like going through security, it's like, dude, like, let's freaking go. Or like,
yeah,
they're like, wait, do I need this? Like, I mean, that's just me because I've like traveled so much that like traveling.
Yes.
You know.
Well, and I find actually that traveling with especially like influencers and people that are constantly traveling by themselves, it's so easy because it's everyone perfect. Gets it. Everyone understands we're gonna like split the check. Someone's gonna put their card down. Like, we're all gonna Venmo. Like, it's just a thing. Like, it's not high maintenance. Like,
no.
You know what I mean? Even like with photos, it's so much easier because, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Have you ever had to throw up on a plane?
Yes.
What?
Yes, but I like...
Did you actually?
I didn't because I just couldn't do it, but like I was it was the worst day of my life. I was just so unwell. So it was like right before my senior year of high school, and I was going to visit Brooke, and I had the worst food poisoning literally for days, like literally 3 days, and it was still happening. And like, I was like, oh my God, like Brooke and I were doing this huge meetup at Macy's in New York City that weekend, and I was literally not well, and like, I'm an eater, and I just couldn't eat anything. Like, I literally felt so sick.
The coffee. You couldn't drink coffee? Like, you were like...
Oh, I couldn't even drink coffee.
Because it like made your stomach upset.
It made my stomach upset, and like, I love coffee.
Yeah.
So it was just like, it like literally sucked.
Yikes.
But I heard that on airplanes, if you throw up like in your seat, like, and it's like a lot, like they can kick you off, like if you haven't taken off yet. Because the one time this girl behind me was like throwing up, literally, like I felt like it was just on my back because she was trying to hide it so much, and she was like, "Don't say anything, like they'll kick me off."
What? Is she like?
And I was like, "Are you not okay?" Like, I don't know.
I didn't that know sucks. That.
I know, I was like, that's suspicious.
I haven't, but one time I actually have been on hungover. And it was so here's what happened. I was going to the Bahamas with my family. Ooh. And I flew from LA to Indianapolis like to meet them there to fly to the Bahamas together. Mm-hmm. Because it's closer from Indiana. And so I flew from LAX to Indiana, and I stayed with my friends at Butler for like a night, and we went out, and our flight was at like literally like 5 a.m. or something, so I never went to bed. I went out, I drank, and then the next morning, as you can imagine, I was hungover because one, I didn't get any sleep or like real food or anything.
Nothing good.
And so I literally landed in the Indianapolis airport, went out, went back to the Indianapolis airport, met my family, and I was with my two parents on the plane, like, oh, I don't feel good. And they're like, this is what you get. Like,
I know. You know. Oh, man.
But it's kind of funny. Yeah.
Being on a plane with turbulence, that's just nausea. Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah. But I've never, like, legit thrown up. Only 19% said yes. 81%
really?
Said no.
I feel like... Really?
Yeah.
Only 19%?
Yeah. I feel like I would expect more, too.
Like, my brother's definitely thrown up so many times. He has the weakest stomach, though. I'm exposed
really?
To
my bro. Wait, my brother has such a weak... My brother always throws up. That's
weird. I think boys, just in general, are, like, more comfortable with it. Like, I, like, cry when I throw up.
I know. No, it's, like, a whole, like... It's a whole thing if I throw up.
Yeah.
It's a fiasco. Carry-on or check bag?
Check bag, but recently, like, I do like carry on because it's like you just get off and you have your bag and you feel like a girl boss.
Yeah, I love that, but like also the stress of like getting it in the like compartment is stressful.
Yeah,
and like I cannot pack light. I try.
No, and shoes weigh down like half the bag, and like if you shop, forget about it.
Oh, I know.
A lot of people like to carry on though. I feel.
I know. I really want one of those. My roommate just got like the really like sleek matte away. Luggage.
Ooh, yeah,
like the
nice.
Little carry-on. Do you guys have one?
No, I don't. I have Calpac.
Oh, okay. But yeah, she got one and I was like, dang, I kind of want to like have that that vibe in my life. You know?
No, it is really cool.
It would serve for many cute Instagram pics.
Oh, definitely.
I love suitcase pics.
Yeah, well, and I just got the Delta credit card, so like with that, your first check bag is free. So I'm like, I gotta do it.
See, Southwest, you get two bags free.
I've done that before and I literally took two.
Yeah.
I can.
55% said carry on.
Oh.
Kind of surprised me.
I guess I think it could be because of the money. And there's something really weird on Taylor's television right now. This is really funny.
Oh my god, it's the Late Late Show.
Oh, okay, that's really funny.
So that's in CBS, so I always see that show going on.
Okay, yeah, that's so cool. Really interesting.
Are you one of those people who needs to board first, or do you want to get on last and chill in the airport longer?
So I'm pretty much, like, it depends. Recently I've been, like, now that we get Zone 1 with the Delta credit card, I'm, like, not sponsored by Delta. Sounds like I am.
Yeah.
I like to board first, but I usually am that person, like, why? Like, you could just sit outside, get more food, go pee again. Like,
yeah, I don't
care. There's no rush. We're all going at the same time.
I literally do not care at all. Okay. If I, like, have a seat, like, in Southwest, it matters. But, like, if I have a seat, I don't care when I get on. Because normally I check my bag.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, so if I'm carrying on, though, like, I want to get on so you're not that person that has to check it out. But then it's just like, why'd I even do this?
It's awkward,
like,
yeah. 58% said board first.
Okay, that's actually less than I thought. I thought more people would be like, board first. Like,
yeah.
My mom will literally sometimes just sit there until they're like, okay, last call. I'm like, okay, mom, now you're giving me anxiety. Like,
yeah. Board. Really?
She's just like, Danielle, like, we're all going. My mom's like hippy dippy, so like.
It's so funny.
But it's funny.
Okay, we're kind of segueing into like relationship stuff, but I guess it relates to the traveling. So Danielle and I have both been long distance. That's kind of how we first
really connected.
Yeah. How long was yours?
It was a year, but I knew him for like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
So that's kind of crazy.
Are long distance relationships worth it? What'd you say?
I'd say they're worth it because if you didn't do them, like, why would you do them? Like, I don't know. I actually don't know. I think yes.
I think yes, too.
Yeah.
Because I think with us, we're really good about, one, being on top of, like, our phones with FaceTime and stuff like that. Yes. But also, more so, like, hopping on a plane and, like, doing the whole thing.
It makes it exciting.
Yeah. I think it's really fun, and especially in this day and age. It's not like we're just, like, writing letters and stuff, you know?
Yeah, writing letters are not.
There was a girl that DM'd me. She's like, yeah, it's worth it. Like, basically, they did long distance and now they're married or whatever.
That's so cute.
But I think that I don't know if it's the best thing if you don't have like an end goal plan.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't work out, but I think it's good to like have a plan that someone's gonna move somewhere or you're gonna move,
yes.
You know what I mean, to a middleman city at some point. Just because I think it's good to have like that kind of outlook on your relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. I would definitely say that. I really had the self-realization earlier. Well, I've said it before, but I think I also liked long distance because probably you too, like, you can't be that girlfriend that's like with him every day.
Yeah.
So this is like, it was like perfect. So I just like go and like, that's like,
yeah,
I'm gonna be with him this weekend. Cool.
Exactly.
You go back and you do your own thing.
Yeah. The one thing that does stink though, I think it does a little bit take you back from living in the true present. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're always thinking about the next time you're gonna see
him. Yeah. Yeah, it makes you, like, for me, I felt like sometimes I was like, oh, I don't need to do that because, you know, I have a boyfriend and he, like, does, you know what I mean? So I think that if you're in long distance, just be aware of that. 61% said yes, 39% said no. Would you ever do a long distance relationship? I mean, yeah. Would you again?
Again?
I think I would only if I knew there was, like, a future in the sense that, like, I knew we were both going to, like, be in New York by, like, August or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I would, like, last time we, like, didn't know, but, like, I would need to know at this point.
I would need to know.
Like, we're getting to that age where it's like,
yeah,
let's be serious.
Exactly. 66% said yes, 34% said no. What's your type in men? So I tried to like I tried to do this poll because I wanted to talk about football and finance, which we'll explain to you.
Yes.
So basically, what's your type? Creative / artsy or athletic / not creative, which is not to say they can't be like both, but I tried to make it a separate.
Like, let's be real. It's hard to get all that.
Yeah.
Athletic and just not creative.
Yeah, same.
But my last boyfriend was like really, really creative. I just think, like, as a whole, like, I was attracted to him and, like, his personality, but, like, I find myself you two, like, being more attracted to, like, I hate to say athletic. That sounds so superficial, but, like, it's, like, a certain vibe, and they're really, I like it because they're passionate about something, and they...
Well, I think there's a lot that goes into, I mean, yeah, there's, like, athletes that are douchebags that ruin it for a lot of us.
I don't like
But there's a lot that goes into a sport that's so underrated, like, one, the passion, two, the discipline, three, the teamwork, like, four, for the practice, like, the discipline is so underrated when it comes to a sport.
For sure, and I also like that because it's, like, they have their own thing going for them, so I find that really attractive. Like, I was reflecting back on all the guys, like, I've had crushes on or, like, have been into, and they all were super passionate about something.
Yeah, and the athleticism and the strength, like, you have to put into it, I feel like is a lot too.
Yeah, and we both love watching sports. I mean, actually, I hate watching baseball. I'm sorry, I just can't.
Yeah, I'm not a big baseball. I mean, like, I like it more than some other sports, but I think it's kind of boring. My sports of choice are basketball or football.
Mine's football. I like basketball, but I don't really have any teams I'm connected to, really.
Yeah.
So football. Gotcha. I played it, and I, like, work. I was a football player.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like, that makes sense. Know, like, I could be like, yeah, babe, that was good. Like,
yeah.
And I know what I'm looking at, you know?
Yeah. I would say athletic and not creative. 57% said athletic and not creative.
But then this is where the finance part in, because we both also like very business-minded guys.
Yeah. Business-minded and really just, I like people that are, like, smart and then can talk about.
Watch football on Sundays.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. I think that it'd be cool for me to be at my job doing something creative and them to be at their job doing something they love and then coming home and us teaching each other different things about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think we were talking about this I don't really know if we were talking about it, actually. I've been talking to a lot of people this weekend.
Yeah.
But just, like, how, like, if they're, like, into, like, their own thing and, like, they're kind of more, let's say it's athletics or it's finance. Like you said, we're doing our creative thing, so it's kind of nice to have that, like, that guy vibe.
Yes.
Like, I like male energy.
And especially with our careers, like, I'm constantly surrounded by so many women, which is awesome.
Awesome.
And creative guys that I'm like, okay, I need a little bit of left brain in my life.
And we both have younger brothers.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Also, I think it also relates heavily, heavily, heavily on the fact that I grew up with a dad and a brother that are so into sports and like business and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I that's just what I've grown up with, and that's what I like, and that's what I'm used to. And living in LA, I don't get that a lot, so I really miss it.
That makes sense. It's, like, comforting.
It is, for sure.
Yeah, it's just, like, to kind of have that, like...
It feels like home.
Yeah, and, like...
And you want your partner to make you feel like you're at home.
Yeah, and, like, the 307 thing, like, they're just not into social media, like, they don't
care. I love how 307 has really become its own word.
I've told so many people about it, and, like, I really do credit you and Kenzie, yeah. Like, I'll be like, no, that, like,
it's a 307.
Yeah, I mean, they can have...
You know, when you see
1,000, but... 1,200 max, like.
Yeah.
That's that. He knows too many girls.
He knows too many girls. He knows.
That's a great point, bro.
That's true. If too many girls are following him, I'm like, oh, he's probably following them back. Ugh. Can't.
What about, do you, like, pay attention? Like, would it bother you if you had a boyfriend and they, like, followed, like, a bunch of, like, hot, like, fitness models or just, like, models and stuff?
Yeah,
and, like,
that would bother me.
Really?
I think. Like, it would even, like, bother...
Like, if they just follow them, it would bother you?
I mean, yeah, I don't really follow a ton of, like, hot male models.
That's so true. No.
I don't know. I think
no, but
I think I'd do anything
about
it.
What's the purpose? Like, they're only going to be looking at their pictures to be, like turned on.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say.
Like, look at me.
That's so true. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's not like you're following them for fitness inspiration. Like, you're following them because they're hot. But,
yeah.
Like, they should think that you're hot enough that they don't have to...
Wow, that's so true. I never really thought of it like that. I don't follow, like, guys.
Yeah, like, I
which I definitely
I mean,
could.
I don't even... Like, I think a lot of, like, guy celebrities are really cute, but I don't necessarily follow them on Instagram. Like, I see them in movies or television.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I think that... Well, especially if they're, like, liking the photos actively. Like, that's just... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to worry about that, but I think that's...
Would you ever, like, let's say he was still, like, a football and finance guy, but he was, like, an influencer, would you be down?
No.
Really?
I mean, maybe if he was, like, a fitness...
Yeah, what if he was, like, a famous, like, personal trainer? But he's...
No. If he was, like a football player, like, an athlete that, like, has a following, maybe. Like, that's not really an influencer, I guess. I don't know. What about you? I'm not roasting my last relationship, but it meshes and it gets weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever find yourself getting competitive?
Yes, towards the
what?
If it, not like competitive, like views, because we like definitely do different videos, but like he would like work with a brand, or like he'd get like a new technology, like a new camera, and like so I bought the camera because I was like, this is a nice camera, and like he would like, I'm not roasting him. He would just be like, oh, like you got that because like me, and like I definitely did because like I learned about it from him, and so it would be some of like that or like helping each other.
That's so interesting.
It gets like that. Like, and ours was like totally
see. That's why
chill.
I want someone. I'm so competitive that I would want someone in another field so that I'm not like. I don't even want to think about that, like having to compete against.
Like, we would like make videos and like do it collab, and like I'd post one, he'd post one. Like, if his did better, I wouldn't like be mad, but it, you know, there's tension.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, it definitely messes with you.
Yeah, it definitely, like, you know, everyone, you know, I never thought I'd date like a YouTuber, but you know, him and I are still really good friends, and like that's how our relationship, our friendship started. It was from him helping me with like camera stuff, and I still call him all the time.
Yeah.
But it's like chill.
I feel like there are a few people who have a following that, like, I'm talking influencer following, that I would dance around the idea, or like not like
really?
Not push, which is, I'm really surprised I'm even saying this. I don't think I, like, very few.
There is one influencer that I think is so hot that I will not say on mic, that I will tell you later, that I would date.
I think I would maybe do like someone who's like dancing around the influencer idea, but if they're a professional athlete, like, that's so my vibe. Like, I'm manifesting that, like, 2019 is the year, like, I start talking to professional athletes, and then, like, 2020 is when I date one.
I know.
And, like,
and
win
I,
their games
I,
with, like, big hopes.
Send me comments, and like, and, like, you only, like, no, I just like that they're passionate about something, so I find, I've noticed that that's my type. I'm not saying he has to be, but I've noticed I'm interested in that. Was that fair?
I mean, like, and I fast? Also want to, like, go to their his games, like, with my friends with, like, big hoops
yeah,
and a bomb
totally.
Outfit.
But I have heard a lot of, like, players, like, who was it? Not Gronk, or was it Gronk? Who was the Danny Amendola from the? Oh, we probably don't really follow the Pats closely.
No, I don't.
Olivia Culpo. She like got like cheated on and like from a Pats player, and like that's so sad.
Oh,
and she's beautiful.
Yeah, that's stupid.
So I feel like some of the football players are like that. So
well, and like people like Tristan Thompson like literally wrote it for us. But there are
that's
some
true.
Really great guys. Like I've heard, you know what's cool about some athletes is some of them are like really, really like really religious or really Christian or really whatever, and they're really faithful and they come from good families. So.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
Technically there's douchebags in every area, so.
That's also true.
Yeah, and we can say the same for girls.
Yeah. Douchebag girls.
Yeah, douchebag girls. Who is your favorite brand you've ever worked with?
Oh my gosh.
You can answer too, Brooke, if you'd like.
Oh my god, I can't even think right now.
One of my favorite brands I've ever worked with is Garage. I've got to do, they like really just value my content. I like really appreciate that. They are the brand that took me on my first trip that was like all expenses paid. It was a back to school photo shoot. It was like in Canada. It was the coolest thing of my life. Like we literally like closed down half of an amusement park to like shoot.
Wow, that's cool.
That was really cool. I was like a kid in a candy store. I was like, this is so cool. Like they paid for my hotel, my flights. That was the first time. That was like my first trip. So I think, I always think about the first time like a company really took my stuff and was like, we want you.
Yeah, because they really had to like believe in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
well, that's such a good point. What about, what's like a dream brand that you haven't worked with yet, but that you would love to work with?
I want to work with Revolve more. Uh-huh. That would, like, I'm sure everyone wants to work with Revolve.
Would you like to be like a Revolve girl, like Revolve around the world?
I would, but I wouldn't, like, I'm not like blogger vibe really. So like, but I would love to do some of their trips or like something.
You don't have
like
to be a blogger. I actually think they need more YouTubers. Like I want to watch their vlogs, not their Instagram posts.
Yeah. I mean, I would really like to do that. I think that would be really, really fun. That's something I've always aspired to do.
Uh-huh.
And Princess Polly, like Olivia J just did that line with them and I'm like,
which
that's
was
dope.
Sick. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be something. Or like Nordstrom or Topshop. Mm-hmm. Like, any stores that we all shop at, that would be just cool because it's, like, relatable.
Yeah.
You know?
100%. Brooke, do you have any that...
Let me say it on the mic.
Yeah, sure.
My favorite, I was just thinking about this, IKEA, because I love IKEA.
Wait, you worked with IKEA?
Yeah, I did two videos with them
so
this summer.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, so I did like one like leading up to back to school and then like my room tour. So a lot of my stuff is from them. Yeah.
That's
I just
awesome.
Think it's like great for this point in my life and like
yeah. 100%.
Who doesn't love IKEA? Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. Uh-huh.
Oh, and sorry, Forever 21, just because I've shopped there my whole life, yeah, and they, I just want to work with them.
Do they work with influencers?
I got a brand deal with them for like a second, but it intervened with another brand I was doing at the time, and I'd already signed that contract. Really? So I couldn't, and then they didn't come back. It was literally, I was so sad. They weren't paying like much at all, but just like to do a brand deal with Forever 21, the amount of money I've given to Forever 21 in my life, like crazy.
Yeah.
I just always think about like full circle stuff, like,
yeah,
like Hollister, like, you know, Target when I worked with that, like just certain things like that.
Yeah. Brooke, who would you love to work with?
Ooh, this is a hard one. Oh my gosh.
I'm curious.
Yeah, it's like, for me, it's weird because I don't really like, per se, one... I'm not really as much into fashion as, like, Danielle is, yeah, I would say. Oh my gosh. Have you worked with Target? Did you guys ever...
Yeah,
you
like did? Beauty by Target. And like
I would love to work with, like, a Target.
What about Trader Joe's?
Like, oh, well... Yeah, that would be a dream, yeah, sponsorship. I didn't even think about that. I would love to work with like a store and not necessarily like a brand, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's why I did doing IKEA, because it was like, you know, the experience, yeah, of like an IKEA.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would like, yeah, any,
more of like a, you like,
more of like a lifestyle, like rounded company rather than it just like focusing on like what.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I think mine would be one like brand or I would love to work with a lipstick brand because, like,
yeah,
I love lip gloss.
Because that's just, like, my vibe. I don't even really...
That would be cool.
Yeah. I mean,
I
should.
You need to get on the Fenty lip gloss grind. Are you on it?
I know. I need to get on it.
Yeah, you really should.
I should try. I'm going to do a video soon, like, rating, like, lip glosses and stuff.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, I'm really into that. But, or, like, Nike. I'm really into, like, Nike.
Yeah.
Like, athleisure.
Drybar. That'd be cool to work with.
Oh my God. You so should.
They've, like, given me free blowouts before, but, like, I want to, like, work with them.
Yeah. Or even, I would love to do, like, a thing. Like, you know how some people do, like, leading up to the Super Bowl, they'll do, like, an NFL, like, brand deal. Or, like,
yes.
I would love to do that.
Maggie did one. That's so cool.
Yeah. I would love
so
to.
Cool.
I didn't know she did one. That's awesome.
Well, not with NFL. It's, like, with the Patriots or, like, something.
Yeah. Like, I would love to do stuff like that. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Very,
yeah, because it's very your vibe with, like,
yeah,
sports and stuff. Yes.
Yeah. But it's weird to think about, like, if you could, like, work with anyone. Who
I could see you, like, working for, like, a sports team and, like, literally, like, doing polls. Because you do that sometimes when you go to games.
Yeah. Well, for a while, I thought I wanted to be a sports broadcaster, which I would still
I could
be.
So see you
say,
doing it. Yeah.
I would still be down to do it. And, like, I would love to do that. But I also don't. And there's other things I'd like to dip my toes into.
Yeah.
Last question. Love. Who would each of you be your dream guest to have on your podcast?
Ooh, loaded question. Okay. I know that we all love, like, Gary Vee.
Yeah.
I love the man. I love the man. I love listening to other entrepreneurial podcasts.
I don't know if he would really go with gals.
No, he wouldn't.
I don't know.
I'm not even thinking of, like, our brand. I'm thinking of other people that are, like, inspiring to me that I, like... I guess that's not, like, related to Gals on the Go brand, of course, but I'm thinking of, you know, people
I
look up to.
But,
because I'm thinking of, like, other male entrepreneurs. I'm sorry.
I need to have the Skinny Confidential
awesome
on.
Yeah, she's...
Lauren Elizabeth.
Lauren Everett.
Like, obviously. And Lauren Everett.
Yeah, we love Skinny Confidential.
Having the morning toast on ours would be, like, really lovely.
Oh, that would be so cool. Yeah. You know who would be cool to have? We talked about her this morning. Like a Sarah Blakely or someone like that.
Yeah.
Like, a really... She's the CEO of Spanx.
Oh, yeah,
CEO
yeah.
Founder. She's in Atlanta,
yeah,
so it's not, like, super
totally
you totally should.
Yeah, that would be really
you know cool. What you guys should do is, like, I don't know, like, once every 2 months or once a month, you should have, like, a special gal on the go, like, who you have
that
on.
Could be
like, a highlighted gals on the, gal on the go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
That is a good tip. Thank you.
Like one gal... This is the gal of the go of the month. And
yeah.
Like,
oh, that's
you know
cute.
What I mean?
I love that.
You could do another jingle for that.
Gal on the go. And it could be like a bonus episode.
No, I think that's cool.
I think you should do that. And plus, like, the cool thing about having guests is that you have the opportunity to, like, meet really cool people.
No, for sure. We're still working on, like, how to interview people. Like, we did one with Remy this morning, so I think it's, like, helping us differ. Mm-hmm. You're really good, Brooke, about, like following up with questions and stuff. You're really good at coming with questions too. I'm still working. Like, I have to write them down.
I love that. True. The key is listening.
Yeah, and then you pull one thing, and then you stem it from that.
Which was really used to be hard for me to do because, okay, there's two types of listeners. There's an active listener and then
passive
listener. And I'm an active listener in the sense that I go every time you say something. I'm like, yeah, totally, got you. Yeah. I'm here with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where there's other ones that are just sit here.
I can't do that, but that's
the whole time, which is fabulous for when you're a producer and you're trying to get content out of the bachelor person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can't say like and like have the producer in the background saying that. So like literally, if I'm producing, I have to cover my mouth because like, I'm literally telling myself I can't say
That was me when you guys were recording. I was like.
But you'll see, like, thumbs even up. If I'm producing, I'll be nodding my head out of the wazoo because I have to tell them, like,
no, yeah,
I'm like, listening. You know what I mean?
Taking a photo of someone, like, I have to be like, yes, work it, love it. Like, I can't just be like,
yeah,
taking the photos.
Yeah. But I think there's some things really special about listening that I'll honestly want to get
better at. And I'm still working on that because I'm a talker. So.
Yeah, same. I'm working on it too. Anyway, thank you guys so much, especially Danielle. This is supposed to be your episode.
No, yeah. We're getting your package deal.
Thanks for being on the pod.
I'm so honored.
Guys, I made sure I hunted them down. I knew they were coming to LA, and I made sure I sent them a Google Cal invite.
That's what got me. I
would love for them. So I hunted them down, and I just they literally are gals and the girls go. So I'm so thankful that they took the time. Where can everyone follow you and like hit you up and slide into your DMs?
Danielle Carolyn, that's the name, and that's
how do you spell Carolyn? Because that can be confusing.
I was gonna spell it out. Carolan.
Got you. And slide into Brooke's DMs too.
Yeah, all the DMs. Gals on the Go.
They're single. Our
podcast.
Single.
And yeah.
Rate and review. Hype them up in the comments.
And back at Taylor, if you guys are some Dan fam here, definitely stay here.
Shout out. I know that the Dan fam's loyal, so like.
No, the Dan fam literally, like, they would, like, really be my hitmen one day. You know, like, they got me.
They're
not that I
amazing.
Plan on doing that, but they,
I love the Dan fam.
They seriously, like,
it's such a, like, hype. Dan, like, the name Dan fam fits you so well.
I hate to, like, have a name, but people just, like, started calling the Dan fam.
Dan fam.
Like, okay, like, are you guys.
Do you have a name, Brooke?
I don't. Danielle.
Wait, I tried to make it the Michio mob. And she said it didn't.
No, matter. I don't need a name. But thank you. We like
I want to be a part of the Michio mob.
I know.
Do you want Michio mob. That's a real hitman squad. Hitman.
I'm gonna start commenting people stuff like, yes, Michio mob, like squiggly squiggly XD.
Squiggle squiggle XD Michio mob.
I don't want that to ever be repeated again. So thank you guys, but we're not gonna say that. If we want to do a name, it can't be that. So thank you.
Now we're just gonna do it more.
Oh my god.
I hope people come. Michio mob, like on the back.
We should like all let's like all go on vacation with like the same shirt. Like you know that families that come Michio mob. Maybe we can get that for Camp Indiana.
Oh perfect. Down.
Michio mob. We can have like teams. Yeah, okay, it's perfect.
I'm dead. Okay,
anyway, make sure you follow me on Instagram so you can vote in the polls because without you the podcast isn't what it is, so literally. Go vote, it's super fun. And yeah, follow me on Instagram and also subscribe and rate and review in the podcast app.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.